You sound really good tonight. Wish you had a little more strength, but you have not dropped out as far as my signal is. So that's a head scratcher why Ken is out hearing me tonight. He's got the full size wire antenna that can trap your signal quite well where he is, about 5 miles or so north of me. So not much going on this week as far as ham radio is concerned. So I'm wondering, should stations stand by 3932 on Tuesday morning, or 7232 Tuesday morning, just to be part of the statewide exercise? Can you comment on anything like that, Max? And back over to you. You got a good net going. KE8DON from WD8AXB. Over.
All right, WD8AXB, KE8DON. Checking in on Tuesday onto one of the, with the SELC probably isn't a bad way to test your equipment out if you want. Given the crew we're going to have, I think, three in the communications room. So that tells me that I'm sure we'll be up on 40 meters. 80 meters is usually kind of a box for us anytime we're there in the morning. And so I'd say check in, see at least meet on 7232 or thereabouts. You might hear one of the bots in there. I think it's going to be K8RDN. We'll also be operating on Windlink, NTSCS. My suspicion is it will be on DMR, we'll see once we get in there and who's participating. That'll tell us better how to shape up our communication plan. Next, let's go to KB9IAR to be followed by KB8SWR. Don, how are you doing?
Good evening, gentlemen. It was mighty cold for winter field day, and I was noticing there were a lot of one hotel stations. Can't say as I blame them. But we did our parts on the air again yesterday, and a little over 300 contacts. We've got a pretty good team there. That's not all I have. Back to that control, KEDON, KED9IAR.